1.
I always dreamed of working for myself and opening my own restaurant. I always loved cooking. So when it came time for college, I knew that the Cooking Institute was definitely the place for me. And when I graduated, I couldn't wait to get started. Well, that was probably my first mistake. I didn't go slowly. I picked a building for my restaurant that had a lot of charm, but it was in a residential neighborhood where parking was really difficult. I didn't have enough regular customers because people didn't really drive by and see it. At first, I thought it was great to not have any competition. Had I realized then that other restaurants in the area were necessary to create more business, I would have known it was a bad sign. My other mistake was that I wanted to serve only the best and use organic food and exotic ingredients. Well, the problem with that was I had to charge a lot for the food. That didn't help business either. Had I known then what I know now, I'm sure I wouldn't have failed.
2.
In college, I heard about students who had gotten rich by developing and selling apps. It was an attractive idea. You don't need much money to start, and I certainly didn't have much. But I didn't really have any computer programming skills either. But then I learned about software you can use to create apps even if you don't know much about programming. I got one of these programs and tried it out. It was so simple. Now I just needed a new idea for an app. One evening I sat down to brainstorm with friends. We checked each of our ideas online to make sure they were original. First, we thought of an app that tells you what movies are playing in theaters, but there were already several apps for that. Then we thought of an app that locates coffee shops near where you are. There was already an app for that, too. How about an app to check your eyesight? An app to keep track of the food in your refrigerator? An app to see what hairstyle would look good on you? There were apps for all of those things. We brainstormed for hours and couldn't come up with a single new idea, so we finally just gave up. But I'm glad I tried. If I hadn't searched the internet that day, I wouldn't know about all of the cool apps out there.